Welcome to your guided mind-body grounding meditation and visualization. I'm Rosemary Davies-Janes, natural healing therapist and founder of Miboso, a practice that embraces all aspects of being human, mind, body, and soul. Visit Miboso.com to explore more natural trauma healing resources and to book your complimentary introductory healing session. That's M-I-B-O-S-O.com. Now it's my pleasure to lead this guided mind-body exploration experience for you. I open every client healing session with a shorter version of this practice. I invite you to use this extended version to tap into your body's wisdom, connect to your emotions, feelings, and physical sensations. All aspects and all parts of you are welcome here. Before we begin, I want to disclose that in the first part of this practice, I will ask you to focus on your breathing. Now, if that's not a good place for you to put your attention, I suggest you tune in instead to your bodily sensations. Be aware of your natural internal rhythms, the rhythmic beat of your heart, some gurgling in your stomach or abdomen, sensations of warmth, coolness, fluidity, or blockage. And if anything I ask you to do does not feel right for you, please follow your instinctive prompting and don't do it. You are completely in charge. To get yourself ready, identify a comfortable place to sit within your space. You might choose a chair or a couch with a firm back. Or you may prefer to sit on the floor with your back resting against a wall. Once you're seated, if it suits you, place your feet firmly on the floor. If you'd rather, feel free to tuck your legs up under you or sit cross-legged on the floor. Once you're settled, notice how well your back and your sits bones are supported by the back of the chair, the floor, or the seat. Now, it's ideal to do this practice while sitting, but if you'd like to try it lying down, you're very welcome to do so. However, you might find you drift off to sleep before the practice is completed. If you do, you might like to use this recording to ease yourself into sleep intentionally at another time. So now, if you are situated in a comfortable place where you feel very well supported, I invite you to become aware of your breathing. As you inhale, notice the sensation of air filling your lungs. And after a brief pause, notice the sensations associated with exhaling that air as you empty your lungs. So as you sit and relax into your space, I invite you to breathe in to the count of four, and then, after a slight pause, exhale fully to the count of seven. Now, you might be wondering how to do that, so let's practice a few times together. Inhale.
One, two, three, four.
Pause. Exhale.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven.
Pause. Inhale.
One, two, three, four.
Pause. Exhale.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven.
Pause. Inhale.
One, two, three, four.
Pause. Exhale.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven.
Pause. As you continue breathing or focusing on your internal rhythms and sensations, I invite you to scan your body for any areas of tension, discomfort, or pressure. Start at the top of your head. Be present to any sensations you notice in your skull. In your scalp. In the back of your head. In the sides of your head. In and around your ears. Across your forehead, in and around your eyes, in your nose, sinuses, and around your nose. In and around your mouth. Check in with your tongue. If it's not already, let it rest on the floor of your mouth. Now check in with the muscles of your jaw. If you notice any areas of tightness, pause and invite them to release. Let's continue down the body. Scan your neck and your throat. Now check your shoulders. Necks and shoulders are very common places for us to hold stress, as we all spend so much time focusing on our devices. If you notice that you are clenching any muscles, experiencing stress or tension, take a few moments to breathe into those places and release that tightness. Now take a minute to check in with your arms. Starting with the right arm. Move from the shoulder to the elbow to the wrist to the fingers. Now that you've scanned your entire right arm, wiggle your fingers and appreciate their dexterity. If you encountered any area of tightness in the scan, let those go. Now let's move to your left arm, starting with your shoulder. And once again, scan down to the elbow, to the wrist and your fingers. Look for areas of stress or tension. If you find any, release those areas. Breathe into them. Invite them to release. Take a few moments to wiggle your fingers now that you've scanned your left arm, and thank them for all they enable you to do every day. Now return to your shoulders so we can continue down the body. We'll be checking internally as well as externally as we move down your torso. Check across the tops of your shoulders, across your shoulder blades, and down your spine. backs are also areas where muscle tension is often held. If you encounter any areas of tightness, invite them to release. Scan down the front of your torso. Notice what's happening inside your chest, abdomen, and gut. Move slowly down the front of your torso, checking your diaphragm and your solar plexus. If you encounter any areas of tension, blockage, or constriction, release them. Now move down to your hips, lumbar, and pelvic area. Once again, if you encounter any areas of tightness, release them. While we were at the hips and sits bones, notice how well supported your body is by what you've chosen to sit on. Let's pause here for a moment and feel how the weight of gravity connects us to the earth, to this planet we all live on. Now move down your legs. Check in with your thighs, your knees, your shins, and your calves, right down to your ankles, feet, and toes. If there are any areas that feel tight or tense as you begin the scan, pause for a moment and release them. If your feet are flat on the floor, take a moment to notice how solid the floor is beneath your weight. If you're sitting cross-legged on the floor, you have an opportunity to notice the support the floor provides over a much wider area of your body. Just notice and appreciate this gravity-created connection we all have to the earth. Feel your connection to your body from the top of your head to the soles of your feet, and know that with this scan, you have attended to and relaxed every area you experienced as tense or constricted. Take a moment to appreciate your ability to connect with every part of your being. Now let's move into the second part of this practice, where you'll connect with your feelings and emotions, a real mind-body collaboration. I invite you to imagine that you are sitting not in the space you selected, but in one of your very favorite natural environments. It could be a beach, a cottage deck, or a rest stop beside a hiking trail. It could also be the front porch, balcony, or back garden of your home. Choose the place you want to transport yourself to. Now, as you look around you at your surroundings, notice how your body responds. How does it feel to be in this very special place? Notice any sensations arising in your body as you look around in your mind's eye, imagining yourself in this place that you love so very much. Now let's engage your senses. Notice any scents or aromas in this space. Notice any skin sensations. Perhaps you can feel the warmth of the sun on your skin. Maybe a gentle breeze is ruffling your hair. Be very present to how your body responds to being in this place. Now let's use your sense of hearing. What can you hear? If you're at the beach, perhaps you notice the cry of seagulls or the steady ebb and flow of ocean waves. What can you feel? Once again, if you're at the beach, perhaps you can feel the grains of sand tickling between your toes, or the sticky crust of salt on your skin. Notice how all of your bodily senses are responding to this place where you're taking yourself in your mind. Go inside your body. What's happening there? What emotions can you detect? What physical sensations? Does it feel like your heart is expanding? Do you notice that you're breathing more easily? Are you feeling even more relaxed or perhaps fulfilled? Spend a minute really bringing yourself into the experience of being in this place. Does it calm you or energize you? Do you have a smile on your lips? What emotions do you notice arising inside of you? As you consider all aspects of this experience, internal and external, know that by turning inward, by engaging your imagination, you can visit this place at any time. And the more you connect with your body and inner sensations, the more attuned you will become to your own feelings and emotions. Wherever and whenever you choose, just tap into your body wisdom. Exercise your creativity and imagination. Embrace and celebrate your senses. Thank you for joining me today. Come back to this recording often and build your own unique practice of connecting with and appreciating all of you.